Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm James Titko. And in today's episode, we're figuring out this function of fridges from listener Josie.
Why can't I immediately open my fridge door after closing it? It feels like air pressure is keeping it closed. Is this the case?
With the summer sun heating up the outdoors, I'm relying on my fridge a lot for cool beverages, which is why it's annoying when the door won't budge open after someone else closed it shortly before. Fortunately, Cambridge University's engineering professor Vikram Deshpande is here to explain the science behind this.
Opening of the fridge door will be expected to equalize the pressure inside the fridge with that outside. So it seems counterintuitive that the outside pressure is keeping the fridge door shut. However, closing the door quickly or slamming it shut forces air out of the fridge and lowers the mass of the air inside the fridge. This in turn lowers the pressure inside the fridge compared to the outside, and hence you are correct that air pressure is forcing the fridge door shut immediately after closing it.
So the difference in pressure is what prevents it from opening. But why then does it become easier to open after some time instead of forever keeping it shut?
It takes several minutes for the vacuum or low pressure created by slamming the fridge door shut to be released. This occurs naturally due to small leaks in the fridge seals. And after the vacuum is released, the door is back to normal.
Does this also explain why my freezer door is harder to open than my fridge door?
This is slightly different and actually a great example of what in physics is called Gay-Lussac's law. The law suggests that pressure of gas is related to its temperature when the mass and volume are kept the same. When the freezer door is open, the air pressure and temperature inside the freezer are the same as the outside. But when you shut the door, the freezer cools the air inside, so the molecules in the air vibrate less and exert a lower pressure. Now you have a low pressure inside the freezer and a higher pressure outside the freezer, and the freezer door is shut and it becomes difficult to open. This effect is present in the fridge too, but since the temperature of the freezer is lower than that of the fridge, the pressure difference between the inside and the outside is higher for the freezer compared to the fridge.
So, Josie, the reason why fridge doors are difficult to open after immediately shutting them is indeed because of air pressure. Forcing the fridge door shut causes a small vacuum. Thank you to Professor Vikram Deshpande for helping us to find the answer. Next week, we'll be serving you the solution to this brain blast from listener Neil.
Would an explosion on the moon be more powerful than an explosion on the Earth? Thank you.
If you at home have a question, submit it to our forum, nakedscientists.com/forum, or pop it on our website, nakedscientists.com. You can also email us at chris@nakedscientists.com. I'm James Titko, thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you next time.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.
Hey, und was ist mit dir? Hast du auch etwas zu erzählen? Dann bist du eigentlich schon ein Podcaster oder eine Podcasterin. Du weißt es nur noch nicht. Egal, ob du dich einfach gern intensiv mit FreundInnen unterhältst, der Welt deine Leidenschaft näher bringen möchtest oder vielleicht auch dein Geschäft ausbauen willst. Das alles kann wertvoller Gesprächsstoff für einen Podcast sein. Mit Acast ist es kinderleicht, deine eigene Show zu starten. Produziere deinen eigenen Podcast, lass dein Publikum wachsen und verdiene auf allen Plattformen bares Geld damit. Geh einfach auf acast.com, um kostenlos durchzustarten.